What's going on, everybody? America Football Network here with another video today. Today, we're bringing you guys our South Carolina Clemson preview prediction video. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Help me hit that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of November. Make sure you guys check out the description. Sorry, I blinked on the words there. Check out the description for links to our shop, podcast, website, and Patreon page, as well as our College Football Roundup channel that we do with the Football Expert. Do a podcast over there. Try to every week. Weren't able to this week because of the holidays and stuff, but we try to just about every week for college football. We do a pick 'em contest over there. I'm up by two games, so go check that out. But it is rivalry week. It is hate week, and it is the Palmetto Bowl between Clemson and South Carolina. And I'm hyped for it, hoping we can revenge our loss last year at home, 31-30. But let's go ahead and jump in to today's video. So Clemson versus South Carolina, Saturday, November 25th, 7:30 on the SEC Network. Clemson comes in favored by 7.5 points. They're 7-4 overall, 4-4 in the ACC. You look at their path to this game so far. Week one at Duke, lost that 128-7. Against Charleston Southern, 166-17. Beat Florida Atlantic 48-14. Lost to Florida State in overtime 31-24. Beat Syracuse on the road 31-14. Beat Wake Forest 17-12. Lost to Miami on the road 28-20 in double overtime. Lost to NC State on the road 24-17. Beat Notre Dame at home 31-23, beat Georgia Tech 42-21, beat North Carolina 31-20, and then got the South Carolina game coming up. You look at the Chickens, they come into this one on the season 5-6, 3-5 in the SEC. You look here, they started off week one against North Carolina in Charlotte, lost that one 31-17, beat Furman 47-21. Lost to Georgia 24-14, beat Mississippi State 37-30, lost to Tennessee 41-20, lost to Florida 41-39, lost to Missouri on the road 34-12, lost to A&M on the road 30-17, beat Jacksonville State 38-28, beat Vanderbilt 47-6, and beat Kentucky 17-14, and then they have the Clemson game coming up as well. So, a look here at this game for the Tigers and the Chickens. It's going to be a fun one. The weather at game time will be 57 degrees. It'll be a night game. Not a whole lot of wind, much to speak of for this one, as I'm pulling up the full weather report real quickly. Not really any wind, only about 5-6 mile an hour winds. So it's going to be it's going to be a pretty calm night as far as weather goes. But you look at these two teams overall in the series history. Clemson leads the all-time series 72-43-4. It's just been a domination. They've owned the series. South Carolina's always been the little brother. Although they did win last year 31-30, but hey, sometimes, just like my dad tells me, sometimes you got to make it fun for the little siblings. Got to let them win every now and then. So South Carolina won last year 31-30. Last game in Columbia, I'm sure they remember this one coming in. You know, it was the same thing it was this year. Oh, Clemson's bad. You know, South Carolina's been playing good. They're all excited about Shane Beamer. Clemson's looked terrible. The defense isn't going to be able to hold that long with the offense doing nothing. And Clemson came in and just won the game 30-0. And it's, I mean, you know, there wasn't much going on for South Carolina in that one. They just weren't really able to do anything in that game. But, you know, to my big three factors for Clemson to win this football game, you look, number one is to run the football. I think the Tigers really have to run the ball a lot like they did in that 30-0 game. I think that they're going to need to run the football, just pound it with Maffa and Shipley, as I think that that's been a key to success in these last 3 weeks and on the three-game win streak. I think that's been the key to success is just running the football. And honestly, I don't think South Carolina is going to be able to stop it. I mean, you look at what Clemson's done offensively in the run game so far, and if you look at what South Carolina has done in the run game so far this season, I think they're going to have a hard time stopping Phil Moffa and Will Shipley. You look at both of those guys, and they've been having very good years. Although Shipley has put the ball on the ground a good bit, you gotta refrain from doing that. Don't want to keep fumbling the football, because that is the one thing that can let South Carolina stay in this game is if Clemson hurts themselves and fumbling the football. You know, you gotta stay away from that. But you look on the season, what they've done. I think that Clemson is going to be able to run the football. I just don't think that South Carolina is going to be able to prevent them from not doing that. You look here, what they've done against the run so far this season themselves has not been good as a team per game. As a team, they're giving up here. I'm pulling it up now. Loading, pulling it up. But as a team, they haven't been great against the run. Here we go. As they are allowing on the ground, they've allowed. No, that's not defensively. Here we go. They're allowing. No, this is still offense. Okay, I don't know why it won't show the defense on here. I'll find that on the NCAA website. But they haven't been good against the run. The defense hasn't been good against anything. I believe they're in the 120s. As far as run defense goes on the season, South Carolina just hasn't been good against the run game. You look at just the defense overall, the defense isn't very good. Clemson has been able to run the ball. I believe they're in the 30s as far as rushing per game goes offensively. They average about 5 yards a carry. So they've been good in the run game this season. Other than the fumbles, you just got to stay away from the turnovers. Number two factor for me is get pressure on Rattler. You look at what this offensive line for South Carolina has been all season, and they've been awful. Rattler, I believe, is the second most sacked quarterback in the NCAA FBS level, other than Shador Sanders out at Colorado. So, you know, I got a lot of respect for Rattler. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he'll go somewhere within the first three rounds in the NFL draft. If he decides to go, he's kind of mentioned maybe coming back next year. But I still think that at the end of the day, if you get pressure on them, they don't have a lot of weapons on the outside and just offensively in general. They have Leggett, but I mean, that's about it. They have no offensive line. So I think if you can get pressure on Rattler, yes, he's a good quarterback, but he's a good quarterback when he has time and receivers to throw the ball to. In this game, I don't see him having time. I think TJ Parker, Tyler Davis, Rook, Xavier Thomas, Peter Woods, I think they're going to have big games. I think they're going to be getting after the passer, and I think that Rattler's going to be sacked at least 5 times in this game. Definitely a lot of QB hurries, a lot of QB hits. I think he's going to have a hard time back there in the pocket, and I think that they're going to have a hard time offensively just because that offensive line is so bad, and Clemson is so good at getting pressure. And I'm interested to see the blitz packages too. I don't think it's just going to be the defensive line. I'm interested to see if Wade Woodaz gets in there, or Barrett Carter, Jeremiah Trotter, guys like that getting into the backfield and dropping Rattler for a sack. And I think the same thing is going to go in the run game for South Carolina. I don't think they're going to be able to run the football just because I don't think they're going to be able to move anybody at all with that pathetic, sorry, garbage offensive line that they have. They're just not going to be able to do anything with it. Number three for me, key to the game for the Tigers, is quiet the crowd down. You got a young quarterback in Cade. I think you need to go out and come out of the gate scoring the ball and just shut them up. You got to be able to dodge the batteries because they like to throw them. So just shut all those trashy rednecks up whenever you go up there to Williams-Brice. Just shut them up early. Go ahead, send them home. Empty the cockpit out at halftime for them. Go ahead and let them start cleaning the stadium up early in the third quarter because, I mean, the game will be over by then. So just dominate them. And yeah, I think that's what'll happen. So now on to my score prediction for this game. I went back and forth on this one if I thought South Carolina would even score a point or not. I ultimately decided I think they get 17. I think Clemson wins this one by 17, 34-17. I just don't see South Carolina being able to score more than that. I think they get a late touchdown. I think it's, you know, 34-10 with a few minutes left in the game, and South Carolina scores a garbage time touchdown. And I think the chicken season is over after this week when Clemson rolls in there, because, I mean, they're not getting to a bowl game unless they win this one. And they basically have 0% chance to make a bowl game because they're just not winning it. So, tough year to be a Gamecock, tough week to be a Gamecock, like usual. But they're not, you know, they're not doing anything. Their season's over. This will be the last one. And I'm glad that as a Clemson fan, we get to end their season. So that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Help me hit that goal of 1,100 by the end of November, about 16 away. So I appreciate all of you guys that have done that and helped us out. I hope you enjoyed today's video. Let me know those score predictions down in the comments below. You think is going to win, what the score will be. Let us know down there, and we will see you guys next time.